Extreme water levels and stronger storms are not only threatening homes and beaches along Lake Michigan, they could also send toxic waste into communities and the lake. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel tells us that's according to a new report by the Environmental Law and Policy Center.
Indiana is a big manufacturing state, and several industrial facilities are right on the lake. ELPC Executive Director Howard Lerner says that makes them and any pollution they might leave behind vulnerable to things like flooding and erosion.
The three major steel mills in Northwest Indiana, the BP oil refinery, and the other industrial facilities were built on the assumption of yesterday's news, outdated information on what Lake Michigan water levels would be.
Lerner says businesses need to assess what risks climate change poses to industrial facilities on the lakefront, and environmental regulators need to clean up pollution and move hazardous material away from the lake before a disaster happens. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Lerner says Indiana could use federal funds to help. In February, the Biden administration announced it would use $1 billion from the infrastructure law to clean up polluted sites along the Great Lakes.